You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chore.
This week, I spoke to ACT's Karen Chore about a 14,500-strong petition to amend disability accessibility legislation that was delivered to Parliament this last week, and claims of increased crime in cyclone-affected Hawke's Bay in Tairawhiti. Here is that interview. Last week, a 14,500-strong petition to amend disability accessibility legislation was delivered to Parliament, and yourself and disability advocates have described the current bill going through Parliament as toothless. So can you tell us what is this bill proposing and why you think it wouldn't achieve its purpose of making Aotearoa more accessible?
Yeah, so I'm actually not the disability spokesperson, but I sit on the select committee and I've listened to some of the submissions that have come through from the disability sector. It just seems like the Oranga Tamariki Oversight Bill all over again. We've got these proposals that just don't seem to have any teeth. So they'll have ideas and they'll say they'll produce a new committee, and then that committee will then go on to come up with ideas for access for the disabled community, and then they may pass on those ideas to the ministry. But there's no actual accountability for anything to happen after that. Nothing has any certainty. All the disabled community want is to be able to live their life to the best that they can with the same access as everybody else in this country takes for granted. And this bill just seems like a bit of a slap in the face to them. It's been going on for many, many years now, and all we can come up with is creating a new committee.
What changes would the ACT Party support being made to the legislation?
Yeah, so, I mean, as I said, I'm not the disability spokesperson. All I can speak to is what I've been hearing, and the disability community is saying that this is just not good enough. Their voices haven't been listened to, and it actually won't make a difference in their lives. And there are certain things that I think are valid. They're talking about they want access to education, just like every other young person is entitled to in this country. And if a school or if a government organisation is limiting or creating barriers to their education, then that should be looked into, and those schools should have a stern talking to, and it should be turned around for them.
And the next topic I wanted to talk about is the ACT Party's criticism of the government and police's response to managing crime in Tairawhiti and the Hawke's Bay. Can you explain your party's concerns for the region?
Yeah, so our party leader, David Seymour, was down there speaking to some of the people that have been affected by this disaster. And the feeling of unease and the feeling of not being safe was very loud and clear when he went to visit. And the government downplaying the crime is not helping these people. And we called for military to go in and give the police a hand, just to be visible and present in the community, to give those people just a little bit more sense of security as they're dealing with what's going on around them.
The police and local authorities have rejected a lot of the claims of heightened crime in the regions, and that reports of crime are being exaggerated and being used as a political football. And Chris Hipkins has also said that there's no state of lawlessness in the Hawke's Bay following the cyclones. How would you respond to this?
Yeah, crime is crime, right? And we're hearing that family harm incidences have gone up by about 60% down there. And that is a crime. And that shows that there is a need for more patrols, there is a need for more support, there is a need for people to be out there and be visible. It's not necessarily around particular crimes. It's around making the community feel safe and secure. This is a time where people are so anxious and they just need that certainty that everything's going to be okay. When you've got no access to phone lines, internet, or to be able to report these incidences to the police, I'm not quite sure if telling them that this isn't happening is helpful also.
So the police have recognised the 60% increase in incidents of family harm in the region, but they're denying any claims of an increase in theft and burglary. So I guess my question would be, do you believe them?
Well, I haven't actually spoken to anybody personally, but I do know David has been down there and has spoken to people who are feeling very unsafe. And we need to actually take notice of that and listen to the people on the ground and hear what they're saying.
Police have said that they have the situation under control. They're confident that the criminal activity in the region is under control. They've said they're dealing with it assertively and deployed extra police to Tairawhiti and the Hawke's Bay. So why do you think that the military, the New Zealand Defence Force, is needed to step in?
Yeah, I mean, the police are doing a fantastic job, the ones that are there. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the police aren't doing a fantastic job. What I am saying is that the communities are saying they are feeling unsafe. The communities were saying that they're having to set up their own roadblocks because people were coming into their towns and making them feel unsafe. There is a special section within the Act, Section 9, which would allow the Defence Force to come in and just back up the police. They wouldn't be under their own direction. They'd be under the direction of the police, and they would just be helping out, making sure that the community feels safe. And I really can't see why this is such a problem and why we cannot do it.
The National Party has called for penalties for theft and burglary in areas where a state of emergency has been declared to be double. Is this something that you would support?
Oh, I think we really do have to look at if a crime is committed during a state of emergency, whether that should be taken into account when it comes to sentencing. And I think that is something that should be looked at. I mean, people are going through the worst of the worst at the moment. Some people have lost absolutely everything. And if someone's willing to walk into their home and take what they have left, I really do think that that should be a consideration when coming up for sentencing.
There has been this increase in incidents of family harm as well, and organisations like Women's Refuge says that this isn't surprising and that women are often vulnerable during events like this. So what would the ACT Party do to address this issue?
Yeah, so I mean, it's really sad, and people are at a heightened stress, like you've said, but there's no excuse for hurting a family member. There's absolutely no excuse, and it does need to be called out for what it is. We need to have these tough conversations, and we need to be telling people that this is unacceptable, and there's absolutely no excuse for hurting a family member or harming a family member. And we need to make sure that people that are doing this are held to account, and that there are enough places for the people who are the victims to go to for support.
That was ACT's Karen Chaw speaking on the petition to amend the disability accessibility legislation that's been through Parliament, and claims of increased crime in cyclone-affected Hawke's Bay and Tairawhiti.
That was our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chaw.
And we'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.